The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Look at that voice, voice woman. She's bringing me up. She's getting me excited. Welcome. Doing this live via Facebook and YouTube. Welcome to PT Pintcast, a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories in the world of physical therapy. If you're just dropping by or you're doing the scroll thing, let us know where you're actually listening or watching from. Drop down in the comments there, just kind of where you are in the world. It really is pretty unique to see where the different places in the world this show ends up. We'd love to see that from you. So drop that down there in the comments. And thank you, as always, for telling a friend and sharing the episodes. It's the only way we really get people to find out about us. So if you find anything valuable about this episode or any of the shows that we do, the only thing we want you to do is just tell a friend. That'd be great for us. So today's episode, while we're going live, is pretty cool. The question that was posed was, why should physical therapists get involved in community-based programs? And it seems like there's a bunch of good reasons for that. So let's bring into the show Andy Serafin in the program. He's got some expertise on this. Andy, welcome to the show, my man.
Jimmy McKay, thank you for having me on the show. Big honor, big fan. And yeah, I'm excited to do this today.
Who brought this guy in with a radio voice? You got a set of pipes, my friend. Yeah,
I do. Thank you.
We do want to make sure that people can figure out where they can follow Andy below. And you're no stranger to a podcast. You've got your own. Make sure you give yourself a pitch so people know what your show is and where they can find it.
Yeah, so I co-host a podcast called The Soccer Fitness Experience. It's all things soccer, fitness related, health related. If you guys have a question, just send us in and we'll make sure it gets answered.
All right, so let's start with people just getting to know a little bit about you and your backstory, how you came to the show. First of all, congrats on graduating from Duke University's PT program. As we do some of that. I think we have applause there. Like, woo, we can do that. Oh. No small feat. And you passed the NPTE.
Yes, sir. That's a bigger one right there.
Big one right there. I do want to bring up you not only getting past the NPTE, but doing it, you know, during a global pandemic and doing it with some difficulties. I think we interacted with you with a thread of really you were just kind of sharing your experience of the things that you had to go through just to start the test. I was focused on finishing the test. Starting it wasn't an issue for me, but for you, it was some difficulties there. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah. So, I mean, just from registering and being canceled because of COVID-19 and everything, I think at one point I had 6 to 7 times I attempted to register and showed up to a testing center that wasn't open. And it was a whole mess. It was a whole nightmare. But, you know, I'm so happy that that's in the past, able to take the test and happy I passed and ready to get into this profession.
I like that, man. We'll give you one of these as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little John. Says, we like that.
All right. Love Little John. Love it.
So congratulations on passing. The question we really posed here to bring you on is, you know, why should the physical therapy community, or why should you as an individual physical therapist support community-based initiatives? So talk about that. Why is that important to you?
Yeah, so community for me, it's very special because it's the one thing that, you know, can separate what makes a corporate business from almost like a small business. You know, what makes a small business special is it's able to connect with the local community. It's able to be a part of it and really know everybody in it. Now, when it comes to physical therapy in particular, we like to talk a lot about prevention, healthcare prevention, injury prevention. And if you look at the healthcare prevention model, you have tertiary, secondary, primary. We're very active in tertiary being actually treating injuries and getting people back to where they should be. And secondary a little bit, you know, with movement screens here and there, dropping in and out of the community. But I think where we really need to go next is primary prevention, being PTs, being active in the community with many initiatives that are clearly within our scope and that we should be doing.
I like that very much. We like to talk about getting into the community, but I want to be tactical, right? So getting into the community sounds good. I don't think there's anybody, well, not many. There's always going to be some guy who's going to write in the comments like, that's not a good idea. But I think getting into the community is something that the physical therapy profession and individuals should do. But then how do you do that, right? Get into the community. It's this kind of generic thing we throw air quotes around in. You found a way to do that. Tell me and tell the audience about that. What'd you do?
Yeah. So I think step one for getting into the community is finding something you're passionate about, right? Because that means you're there, you're willing to do those extra hours on the side to really give it 110%. For me, that thing is soccer and soccer fitness. When I was traveling for clinicals and I ended up in Philadelphia for 12 weeks at Excel Physical Therapy, I reached out to as many academies, as many recreational programs as I could. And one of them that was able to kind of bring me in was an organization called AC Fairhill. I volunteered as their strength and conditioning coach for 12 weeks, and I had a blast doing it. It was something that I loved, and I'd 100% do it again.
Hold on, I'm laughing a little bit because while you were doing a 12-week internship, you were like, let me just find something else to do in my spare time. And as anybody who's done a clinical internship and also a PT student, you really don't have any spare time. So you were doing that after hours or weekends and stuff like that?
Yeah, so my clinical was set up. So I had 2 morning days and 2 afternoon days, 10-hour days. So in the days I had afternoon days, I would go take the subway up to North Philly and volunteer at the soccer club. And it wasn't really that difficult for me to do that, because again, it was something I was passionate about.
Yeah, I want to tell people all the time what you just said and reiterate. When the work you're doing, I'm using a lot of air quotes today with you, Andy, I'm not really sure why, but when the work you're doing isn't really work to you, it's the thing that drives you and the thing that you have no problem jumping out of bed in the morning to do, it does get a lot easier because you're looking forward to it. It's I get to, not I have to, that small little change.
That's it right there. That's the perfect way to describe it.
All right. So working with the soccer club, you know, paint me a picture. How old were the athletes? They were in North Philly. What'd you get to do? How'd you interact?
Yeah, so I mean, I shot them a DM on Instagram and they were like, yeah, come by and training. I was like,
love it.
Whoa, this is great. It's nice and easy. So I go there. It's a whole ton of kids. They were all under the age of 13. So some 12 years old, some as young as 4 years old. Wow. And this club in particular, I think, is very special because it's in an area where there isn't much. It's not a very high socioeconomic status area. And there's not much opportunity for children there. And this club takes in kids and at little to no cost to them, allows them to play soccer in a safe and fun area. It allows them to go study, a safe place to study. And yeah, it's great to keep the kids involved in the community. And yeah.
And you got to kind of insert yourself. And it's always fun, right? When you're in PT school and you have so much stuff in your head. I can't wait to share all this knowledge with people. And you get to do it. Plus, I mean, kids, they're super excited to learn or follow and just be around other people who are motivated to be around them. What did it teach you? You talked a second ago about what the club brought to the kids. But what did it give to you?
Yeah, so it really taught me that, one, I love the game of soccer because it's easy to say, oh, one day maybe I'll volunteer for a club or a team or things like that. But to actually do it, I think it really taught me that I love this game. And number two, it allowed me to implement all of the skills and knowledge I learned from both being a strength and conditioning coach and a PT student in a applicable way in doing warmups with the kids and doing things like the FIFA 11 Plus, which is talked about in school a lot, implementing so many measures that I wouldn't have a chance to do otherwise.
That's great. I bet you it was fun to do. Tough to leave those kids or what?
It was, but you know what? I'll be back and I'm still in touch with the coaches and the club itself. So I'm excited to eventually come back in the future and continue to help out in some way.
A lot of lessons there. Number one, we talked a second about and reiterated that passion makes things a lot easier to get to do instead of have to do. And the other is I don't want to gloss over the connection of you saw something you wanted. While I'm on my 12-week internship, I want to interact with a soccer club. And you just slid into the DMs in a good way. And you made that connection. You hustled a little bit right there. You're hustling down that loose ball. If you're going to use a soccer analogy, good on you for doing that.
Yeah. Thanks, boss. Appreciate that.
I love it. So let's get even more specific. I forgot to tell everybody what I was drinking today. In honor of being nice and warm here in upstate New York, a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy. Some people love it. It is lemonade and beer. Some people actually hate it, but it's one of my favorite beers. So I'm sharing that. I'm sharing this in the koozie. So as we get to really more specific about AC Fairhill, which was the soccer club you talked about, we do want to thank our sponsors from Arias Medical Staffing for helping to support the show. You started a GoFundMe page for the club. You've been hitting it really, really hard on social media for the last few days. If people are watching live or a replay, they can check it out. It's in the comments. I don't expect you to actually type in this little crazy web address, but you can look below, and that's where you can click. Talk about why. What are you raising funds for? How is this money that people are going to donate to you? And we're already like past $700, and your goal is $1,000. We want to put that out there. what's this money going to help? What's it going to allow them to do?
Yeah, so this club, again, it's at little to no cost to the kids of the community. So it's going to help them with transportation. That's a big one because they're training in the city, but all their games are out in the suburbs and they need a way to get out there. It's going to help them with uniforms and kits because you should see a kid and the second they get a new uniform, that's the biggest smile you will ever see.
They stand taller, right?
100%. Yeah.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I just bought this new shirt. I don't know if you can see it. My drink. Yeah, no, you're right. When you look like you belong and you look like you should be there, you stand a little taller. You probably run. You feel like you're running a little faster. So that's great. So you're raising what? The goal is $1,000 for AC Fairmore.
Yeah, right now the goal is $1,000, but we've actually blown past that. We're at $700 on GoFundMe and just over $1,000 on Venmo donations. So we're doing very, very solid work here. I'm very excited for the kids to have all the opportunities that we're about to help them with.
I want to know if there's any physical therapist assistants, strength and conditioning specialists watching live or in the replay. You can drop it down below. Let us know, you know, what your role is in soccer and where you're located. And now we're talking specifically to anybody watching live or today on Wednesday, June 10th. And you set a goal of $1,000 on GoFundMe and you're at 700, which means you're 300 bucks short. Do you see how fast I did that math, Andy? Right in my head. I'm a genius. I'm going to offer you this. All right. So we brought you on the show. That's good. I'll say this. Anybody who donates today, and again, a link is in the comments. Anybody who donates today and just shows us a screenshot, we'll match them dollar for dollar up to 150 bucks, which means we're going to finish the whole thing if they step up. So if you going on there and you donate $5 right now, myself, Bridget, Juliet, the show is going to donate $5. You drop a 20, we'll drop a 20, and we'll keep going back and forth as much as they want to go back and forth until we get to $1,000. So we'll push you over the limit. Maybe we'll give you $301 because no one likes to watch that little goal thing just stop. You kind of wanted to see it like break that little thermometer. So we'll do that. So anybody watching right now or till midnight tonight, you better step up. If you're listening this far and you're saying this is good content, how are you not going to donate for the kids and their uniforms and how are they going to not get to their games? They're going to be missing it standing on the side of the road. No, let's make sure they get to their games. So drop down there in the comments and I donate for Andy's GoFundMe for AC Fairhill. What's the logo? What's it look like?
Oh, wait, time out. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
This means so much to me and the kids at the club. Like this is exactly what I think PT should be doing is one, you're doing so good by getting the word out there to so many people with over 2 million listens by now. And just thank you for that. It means a lot to me.
Oh, absolutely. I think what you've done, and again, taking on an extra, thing on top of your clinical internship in Philly with this soccer club, that was pretty big. So we want to make sure that you get some you get some juice out of coming on the show, and we'll take a look. So anybody who donates, make sure to screenshot it, put it in the comments below, whatever. Anything up to 150, we'll put them over the edge. Let's hit your podcast one last time. Why'd you decide? I love this. Why'd you decide to buy a mic, start putting together content, and start talking? With your co-host. Got to make sure you mention him. If you don't mention your co-host gets mad. Why'd you decide to launch a podcast? Kind of right in the middle of being a PT student.
Yeah, so me and my co-host Berg, it's funny, we're both Haitian Americans, soccer fans, and we just connected on Facebook, and we decided to go ahead and do this because there is a lot of there's a lot of soccer players out there that don't know much about health, fitness, and the human body, and unfortunately, soccer is a sport where a lot of players get overuse and traumatic injuries, and we decided to go put that podcast out there to teach players and coaches around the world how to best stay fit and as injury-free as possible.
I like that. So the audience really is players, coaches, people in the community. There you are again, focusing on the community and what you know and what you can give. Soccer Fitness Podcast, iTunes, and Spotify as well. Let's see. Andy, are you ready for three questions? You ready for that?
Ooh, I am. Let's go.
Here we go.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our friends at Aureus Medical Staffing. They are leaders in travel physical therapy. And as we know, physical therapist assistants, essential in the healthcare space. And there are some areas of need around the country. So if you're looking to do what you're motivated and excited to do, which is be a great PT or PTA. Check out their website and see where you can do it. You get paid. It's a lot like, tell people, it's a lot like a clinical internship, except now you're getting a check. So see where in the country they have opportunities. And if you want to go there, if it's a match for you, they'll set you up. So AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. First question on three questions is always a where question. If you could pick anywhere to go to do a travel assignment as a physical therapist, maybe working specifically with soccer, where would you want to go, Andy?
Oh, if I'm going to say specifically for soccer, I'm going to go ahead and go to my country of origin in Haiti and try to work with the Haitian national team down there. That's a big goal and dream of mine. So that's what I love to do for 3 months and hopefully much more than that.
I'll tell you this, this is another plug of another episode, but Justin Dunaway does works with an organization called, Stand for Haiti. That's what it was. Yep. And that might be an opportunity too, to slide in on one of their trips, 'cause I know they're looking for some more volunteers around the calendar. So, all right, Haiti's on Andy's list. Question number two is a what question. What's something either you've read, watched, or listened to that really motivated you that you think the audience would gain from?
Yeah, so Eric Thomas, a.k.a. Eric the Hip Hop Preacher, he has a podcast, and I find it super motivating, super inspiring. And in my last clinical rotations, once a week, I had to drive 2 hours to go to South Jersey to go there. I put that on for 2 hours. By the time I got to clinical, I was juiced up. I was ready to go for the entire week. So shout out to that.
I like that. And third question is a who question. Who's someone the audience should know more about?
Oh, I'm going to go with one of my mentors, actually, in Nicole Certica. She's really big into soccer rehab, fitness performance. She's on Instagram at Dr. Nicole PT.
Love that. All right. You're off the hot seat. That is three questions again from Arias. You're free to do what you want, where you want to do it here in the U.S. So reach out to them, see what they have that it's going to fit you perfectly. AURUSmedical.com. Last thing we do on the show is the parting shot. Are you ready for your shots?
I am.
This is the parting shot.
I want to say thanks to our friends at Brooks IHL. It's Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, residencies and fellowships in all settings. So check out brooksihl.org. Parting shot, Andy, what's your mic drop moment you want to leave the audience with?
Just whatever you're doing in physical therapy, get involved in the community, find something you're passionate in. And if you're able to do that, you're going to help so many people that you may not even know you're helping by doing things like teaching them the importance of exercise, eating right, staying active, the whole nine yards. That's what we can do as physical therapists.
Yeah, things get a lot easier when the thing that you're doing every single day is less of a job and more of a passion. You can find it if you keep looking. Andy's found it. Good for you finding it kind of right out of the gate out of PT school. We do want to make sure to reiterate, check out those comments below. The soccer club that Andy works with or worked with just north in North Philly, AC Fairhill. We're trying to hit that $1,000 mark on GoFundMe. I don't like when people set those goals and we don't hit them. I hate to see those thermometers not full. So let's make sure we hit that thing at $1,000. Last time we checked, we were $300 short. Anybody who donates till midnight tonight, right? So till the pumpkin, the carriage turns back into the pumpkin at midnight, we're gonna match up to $150. So you donate $5, we'll donate $5. We'll do that all the way until we hit the $1,000 mark. And again, that link to donate and GoFundMe for Andy is in the comments below. Andy, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate all that you do. Definitely won't be the last time we have you on the show. And good luck to you, and good luck on the pitch to AC Fairhill.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It's poured fresh by me.